Shalom. This is the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. Today we will be revisiting Sister Billy's classic series on the Book of Daniel. So get your Bible and your notebook as we study the living Word of God.
Rules for Bible interpretation or Bible dividing, rightly dividing the Word, number one. These are not all the rules, but number one, find out who's doing the talking. You don't have to obey every scripture, such as Job's comforters, what they say. Number two, find out who the scripture is speaking to. I learned these things from Brother Hagin and told you in detail how I learned them. But verse 32 tells us a scripture can be written just to a person, one person, or it might be written to a group of people. And these are the three divisions of humanity that God sees in New Testament times. Verse 32, give none offense, neither to the Jews, nor to the Gentiles, nor to the church of God. Three groups of peoples. The Jews, God's not through with the Jews. He still sees them. 1 Corinthians is a New Testament book. The Jews, Gentiles is the Hebrew word, from the Hebrew word, goyim, it means the nations. Maybe your Bible says Greeks, that's because the Gentile world had been Hellenized. But a good translation is the Jews, the Gentiles, and the church. Or the Jews, the nations, and the church. In the Old Testament, there were just two, the Jews and the nations. Then God, in Ephesians, we are told, out of those two, any Jew, any Gentile may come, and then they're in the third group, the church of the living God. So there are prophecies, there are futures for, there are judgments for each one of these groups. Now, the book of Daniel is primarily about two of them, the Jews and the nations. It is a sign to the third, the church, as to where we stand in time. Bless the Lord. I wish that every one of you had been here this morning, because this morning we laid a basic foundation for understanding the book of Daniel. And so if you don't buy any other tape, buy that tape and try your best to listen to it, maybe in the car going to work before you come back tomorrow night, so that you will know who are the nations, who are they? And who are the Jews? We looked at that this morning. Turn to Genesis 10. And this is the division of the nations. There was a flood. All mankind was destroyed. Love brought the flood because they had forgotten God. Knowledge of God in the earth was about gone. Only one man had it, Noah. And so God, love, brought the flood so that Noah wouldn't be engulfed by that, and saved mankind. Whenever they came off that ark, then Noah and his three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, unto them, chapter 10, Genesis chapter 10 says, unto them were sons born after the flood. And so it gives the name of Noah's three sons. It gives the name of who they bore. We went through these this morning and said who the nations were, where they came from, these three sons. And as we go down to verse 32, it says, these are the families of the sons of Noah, after their generations, in their nations, and by these were the nations divided in the earth after the flood. So we have found out that this is where the nations came from. And when I was studying Judaism at my Hebrew school in Israel, they told us, and they didn't bother to tell us where they got it. Maybe I could find out more if I wanted to, but they said they are 70 nations. I heard that over and over, that there were 70 nations. Now, there were the 70 nations, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and God took one of them, the sons of Eber, E-B-E-R, which is Hebrew, it means crossed over, and he took their sons, and from them he made a separated nation, a holy nation, the nation of Israel, through whom he would reach all the rest of the nations. Now turn with me to Deuteronomy 32 and see an important fact. Deuteronomy chapter 32. You have to rightly divide the word. We're going to go here and get a scripture speaking about the day God divided the nation. Deuteronomy 32 and verse 8. When the Most High divided the nations, their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set, and the sons of Adam, Bnei Adam. That's how the Jews say mankind. We say mankind, they say Bnei Abam, Adam, or Ben Adam, a son of Adam, or Bnei Adam, the sons of Adam. That's what they call humanity. So it says here, when the Most High divided to the nations their inheritance, when he separated humanity, the nations, the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel. And we see in this scripture that when he set their boundaries, and we also read this morning from Acts chapter 17, that God made all men of one blood, and that he determined the boundaries of their nations and the times when they would live. The United States of America is here at the time God wanted it to come forth. You're here at the time God wants you to come forth. For such a time as this, you have come to the kingdom. But it's important to see these things. And we see here that on that day, he separated those nations, and he drew their borders and set their boundaries. He created it so he can draw them according to the number of the children of Israel. And I'm going to read this to you from David Barron. We've been reading from his book, Israel and the Plan of God. Wonderful and mysterious words. For it is comprehensible enough that man... No, I've got the wrong one. Excuse me. Here we learn the great truth, confirmed also in many other scriptures, that the land and people of Israel were from the very beginning the appointed center in the counsel of God for his governmental dealings with the nations of the earth. For his governmental dealing with the nations, he's going to work through Israel. So he set their boundaries according to them, and Israel is right in the center before the continents were divided. Israel is in the center of what the earth would be. And we know it's an important land bridge between Europe and Asia and Africa. And in ancient times, all the marauders would march through there to get from one continent to the other. The birds even fly through that flyway over that little place. It's very, very wonderful. We can see, it's amazing, out of all the earth, God chose that little nation, and of that little nation, he chose one hill, Mount Moriah, for the temple. And today, well, not today, but a couple weeks ago, they were firing right there at Mount Moriah, that Temple Mount, that important spot. It's amazing, isn't it, how all the eyes of the world now are on Jerusalem. And we'll see more about that before we finish our study. Verse 9, for Jehovah's portion is his people, Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. You remember how when there were all the tribes of the children of Israel, the 12 tribes, and he said, I'm going to take Levi to be my portion. He takes a portion. Well, out of all the nations, he took the nation of Israel to be his portion from the nations of Israel. Out of mankind, he has taken the church to be his portion, the individuals. Out of the individuals and the Jews and the Gentiles, we are, it calls us in Ephesians, his inheritance in the saints. The glory, he prays that we can understand the glory of his inheritance in the saints. And so the covenant peoples of the Jews and the church, remarkable to study them. We want to divide between them because when we're reading the word, and especially when we're reading prophetic word, we have to make sure that we don't swallow the lie that's been told all around the world that God's through with Israel and that the church has taken their place. We have not. Israel is still there. They are an earthly people. They have earthly inheritance. They are going to be ruling in earth from Jerusalem in the millennium when it arises up taller than any other hill. The mountain of the Lord's house will arise taller than any other mountain round about it. You are glorified, going to be glorified ones during the millennial reign. You have Christ in you, the hope of glory. You're going to be changed, and you are citizens of heavenly Jerusalem. Even right now, you are citizens of heavenly Jerusalem, which is from above. Bless the Lord. Now, God's will and God's plan for Israel, when he divided the nations, and he chose that nation, and he divided those nations according to the number of the children of Israel. His will was that he would bless the children of Israel. They wouldn't be sick. They would be prosperous. He would give them his word. And they would give light to all the Gentiles meaning the nations. They would reveal God to them. Eventually, He would have established the kingdom of God on the earth in Jerusalem, and he would have ruled down through them to the world. That was plan A. However, God had to go to plan B because the Jews disobeyed him. They did exactly what he told them not to do. They went into idolatry. And he had to move to plan B. But before you get too angry with him, most of you are probably not in plan A for your life either. God is a master at going to plan B. Or C or D. Or E or F. He's a master at saving you and getting you into his image, bless the Lord. My daughter Shelley is married to Betty Oakes and Bob Oakes' son. Betty and Bob Oakes stand up there. They are our tape, they have the whole tape department and our Israel tours. They're business people, bless the Lord. And God gave them that tape ministry. We wouldn't have one without them. And they're of old-time Pentecostal stock. And their older son is married to my older daughter, Shelley. Well, when Shelley was, I think she was already in college, high school or college, I can't remember, but there was this young boy, you know, and he was just after her. And not their son. And if she had other boyfriends, if she went out with someone else, he'd hide in the bushes at our house when they came home. It was terrible. But at one point, you know, she was seriously considering him, and the Lord told her, don't even go with him anymore. He said, I want you to follow me and my plan for your life. And that would be a long way getting around it if you went that way. He said, you can count on the fingers of one hand the adults that you know who are in my first plan for their life. So he's good at it. Going to the next plan. He gave us free will, and that's why he has to go to the next plan. And in his next plan, plan B, is going to work like this. Turn to Deuteronomy 4. They have not gone into the promised land. Moses prophesying to them what God said. Deuteronomy 4:20.
Thank you for listening to today's radio message. The classic study series by Dr. Billy Brim entitled Daniel is now available in an 11 CD series for a special radio offer of $55 plus shipping. You can order in three ways: on the internet website at www.billybrim.org or by calling our book and tape department at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or you can write to us at Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. For meeting and ministry information, please call our ministry offices at 417-336-4877. From all of us at Billy Brim Ministries, Shalom!